Phonics Booster Books, number 50, Brent's Birthday Party. Brent spread his homework out all over the floor. The carpet smelled new. He thought he could still smell the new paint on the walls. The carpet was new, the home was new, and his school was new. Too many things were new. Brent gazed out the window. He could see Trey's house across the street. Trey was in his new third grade class. Maybe I'll ask Trey to play ball after school, Brent said to himself. The next morning, Brent asked his mom and dad, "Could I invite Trey over today? We could play catch in the yard." "That's a great idea," said Dad. "I know the move has been a little hard for you." "But not today, Brent," Mom said. She pointed to the calendar on the wall. There was a red smile on the date. "I have to bring you straight to the dentist after school, remember? Why don't you ask Trey over another day?" At lunch, Brent saw Trey sitting with a bunch of other kids. They looked up and said, "Hi, Brent. Bring your lunch over here." Brent took his lunch tray to the window seat next to Trey. "Would you like to come to my house after school today?" Trey answered. "Thanks," Brent answered, "but I can't go today. I have to go to the dentist." The word dentist made all the kids at the table squirm. Brent and Trey planned to play the very next day. That made Brent feel better. This school wasn't so bad after all. Brent was upset. The dentist said his teeth were not growing in straight. He was going to need braces. Brent looked in the mirror. He wondered what he would look like with silver stripes, like railway tracks across his teeth. Before dinner, Brent's mom looked at the calendar. She marked a date 3 weeks away. "Brent," she said, "this is the day we go to the dentist to get your braces." Then she wrote Brent's B-Day on the calendar. Under the word, she drew a smile to make Brent feel better. The bright, smiling face on the calendar did not make Brent feel better. "Braces Day," Brent said. With a lump in his throat, Brent pushed the food around on his plate. Only one thing made him feel better, and that was thinking about playing with his new friend Trey. The next day, the boys played catch in Trey's front yard. Trey had the best throwing arm Brent had ever seen. Brent was a great catcher. When they were done playing catch, they sat on Trey's porch steps and talked. Brent found out that Trey liked nights. Brent said, "Let's go to my house. Wait till you see my new set of nights." From that day on, Brent and Trey played nearly every day after school. On their way home from the park, they sometimes stopped to buy snacks. They liked to look at the new knights and other toys in the window of the hobby shop. Sometimes they would pretend they had $100 to spend. They would try to figure out what to buy with the money. On rainy days, the boys played with Brent's knights. One rainy day, while they were eating lunch at Brent's house, Trey saw the calendar. "Brent's B-Day," he read. "Saturday must be Brent's birthday. I'll throw a party for him," he thought. As soon as Trey got home, he began to plan Brent's birthday party. First, he made a list of kids to invite. Then, he grabbed his piggy bank and dumped the contents on his bed. He counted the money. "Good. I have enough to buy Brent the new knight he saw in the toy store," he said. For the next few days, Brent didn't see much of Trey. Each day after school, Brent asked Trey to come over. And each day, Trey said the same thing. "Not today, Brent. I have a lot of stuff to do." Brent felt sad. This was the worst week of his life. Not only wouldn't his best friend play with him, but he was also getting braces on Saturday. Then, on Friday afternoon, Trey asked, "Hey, Brent, can you come over to my house on Saturday?" Saturday was Brent's braces day. I have stuff to do in the morning, but I can come over about 1 o'clock.
Great, said Trey.
The next morning, Brent drew an X over the words Brent's B-Day on the calendar. Do I have to, Mom? He asked.
You'll be fine, his mother said.
I had braces and your dad had braces. We know what it's like. Then she hugged him and said, let's go. Meanwhile, Trey was getting ready for Brent's birthday party. Trey and his dad baked a cake from scratch. On top of the cake, they wrote, Happy B-Day, Brent, in green frosting. They spread out all the snacks on the kitchen table. Then Trey wrapped the present he bought for his friend. Trey looked at his watch. Brent would be there soon. Trey and Lily keep an eye on Brent's house from the kitchen window. Another friend, Sandra, looked out the screen door to see if Brent was coming from up the street. At 1 o'clock, Sandra screamed, I see him! I see his truck driving up! Brent's mom parked in front of Trey's house. Brent sat in the truck, looking in the mirror. I just won't open my mouth ever again, he said. His mom smiled and said, you'll get used to them. Brent sighed and got out of the car. Slowly, he walked up the path to Trey's house. Brent walked in. All his school friends cried, Happy birthday, Brent! Brent was shocked. He was so shocked, his jaw dropped open. Trey said, I saw Brent's B-Day on your calendar. That's how I knew it. It was your birthday. Brent laughed. It's not my birthday. B-Day means braces day. See? Everyone thought Brent's braces looked cool. Brent felt so much better that he could not stop grinning. Trey brought in the cake and they all sang, Happy B-Day to you. They laughed and ate cake. Then they sang, Happy Braces Day to Brent, and laughed some more. Trey gave Brent his B-Day present.
Wow, said Brent.
The new night I wanted.
Thanks, Trey.
Then he added, you know what B-Day really stands for? It isn't birthday or braces. B-Day is for Best Friends Day. Happy B-Day, everybody.